KT, K4J, MA Mobile.
And how did the landfill go?
No, wasn't very busy. Was able to have plenty of room to back in and get all those sticks out of there. So, lots of little lumber cutoffs and things like that. I finished my mudroom cabinet. Got it installed yesterday with Dan's help, and now I just have to put the doors on and trim out the edges.
Done. Yeah, I'm here at the Whole Foods on Woodruff Road. I'm picking up a Mother's Day cake for Courtney. We actually there's a vegan baker near Greenville, and she does deliveries here. But yeah, I ordered her a Mother's Day cake, so I'm picking that up here in a little bit, and then before I head on home.
There now, you need to go on in.
There yet? Her bakery is actually somewhere else. She does, I think she bakes at home. And so she meets people here at the parking lot here because I don't think she wants people coming to her house.
So you're parked, but you don't need to get off yet.
I also flubbed the pickup time. I thought I was supposed to pick it up at 1, but looking at my email, it says 3. So I have a couple of hours to kill.
Well, that's a shame. Too bad there's not a charging spot there, huh?
Sam's Club just down the road from here, but I don't really need one. I'm 75% still, so I don't really need to top off. So I figure I'll just, I've got some work I can do from the car here, and I'm actually working on, flipping my house again. Courtney's neighbors decided to move back to Japan, so they put their house on the market, so I'm going to try to sell my house and buy the one next door to Courtney so we can join the yards and have more space for the dogs and have have more room for, visiting family and stuff like that. If I'm going to own a house in Shelby, I may as well own the house next door to her, right?
A good bit of fortune. Good fortune for you. I hope that works out and you can get it in time before somebody else does. That would be great.
In the market for a while, but their asking price is astronomical, so they haven't really had a whole lot of interest. They got one offer from a developer for substantially less than their asking price. My offer will be higher than that, but more in line with what the house I think is actually worth. I think they were kind of swinging for the fences on their asking price and have not met anything except a whiff on that one.
Gotcha. Well, hopefully it'll work out for you. That sounds like an ideal situation if it will work out. I pray that will happen.
Too. It'll be really nice because with both of those lots joined, I will have plenty of room to string up a nice long OCFD as well. Because the property next door to hers backs up to these woods that are perfect for hanging and hiding antennas. So I'm excited about it.
Great. Sometimes things come together. I hope it'll work out. That'll be good. Okay. Well, I'm on Highway 59 here, headed back to the house. And sure is overcast here. I'm not sure about where you are, but I think we're going to get rain later today.
Nothing muggy up here on Woodruff Road. It did sprinkle on me a little bit on the way up from the office down in Anderson, but so far it's still dry. I'm not sure what's going on up in Shelby. I hope it doesn't rain too much. The patio people, they're supposed to come build their forms tomorrow and then pour concrete on Sunday, or on Monday. So hopefully it doesn't get too wet to put them off, because we've been trying to get this patio built for a long time, and the weather just comes in whenever they're supposed to do something and pushes the project out.
2JKT, K4JMA Mobile. Yeah, it does. Well, Sunday's supposed to be good, or at least that was the current forecast. For our flight down, it should be good to go to Macon on Sunday afternoon, hopefully. And so hopefully you'll not get too much. There is rain in the forecast on Monday for us coming back, but I feel sure if I file, I can, unless it's something just massive, if we have to stay an extra day, hopefully our dog sitter would accommodate that, but you never know. She seems pretty flexible. So she's a college kid, and she's going into veterinary medicine.
Things are important. I had a few when I lived in Seneca, but they are definitely hard to find. That'll be super reliable, but I always manage to work out. I'm looking at the forecast, and it looks like the chance of rain kind of steps up later this afternoon, but for the next few hours, it should remain dry.
I've done what I needed to do now in the dry, so it's fine with me if it comes after this. Emily's gone to Anderson to Sam's to pick up some stuff, and she should be back before the rain hits, so shouldn't be too bad for us. But I got sometime I got to go to Home Depot and pick up some trim molding to put around that cabinet and some shelf pegs. I put spacing 2-inch holes vertically for the shelves so we can move them around, and I don't have enough pegs to put all the shelves in, so I got to get that, and a couple more rubber bumpers for the doors and some pull knobs. So the hard part's done, but the simple stuff's still there to do.
And every project I get involved in, it just, you know, something is always coming up where you have to run out and get something. I think I had to go to Lowe's like 3 or 4 times a day, because I really just, you know, every time I got a little further, something popped up that got in the way, and I had to go get something else.
Well, I don't have to go to get tools much anymore, because I'm pretty well stocked up on those, but for materials I do. It's a lot easier to buy trim lumber than it is to make it, so I've got a particular type of mold that I want to get to interface between the cabinet and the walls. Just a real small thing, which isn't too expensive. I tell you what, when I had to buy 2 clear pine boards to make my face frame for the cabinet and the shelves, and I think I may have already told you this. It was like $18 a piece for a 1x8x8 foot clear pine board.
And, lumber is still kind of high. You know, I think gone are the days of, you know, $1.50 2x4s. But at least it's not as bad as it was during the pandemic.
Really bad for a while there. It had like tripled, and 2x4 studs were like, a 10-foot one was like $9. Incredible. I'm sure it's back off from that now, but anyway. Well, I'm getting close to the house, Eric, so I wish I could help you occupy more time, but I'm about there, so I'm going to say 73s again, and have a good weekend, you and Courtney and the kids, and safe travels on the way home. Enjoy, y'all. I hope you will enjoy Mother's Day. So take care. W2JKT, K4JMA. It'll be clear after your final.
I mean, there's tons around here to do, so I might just venture out and see if I can kill some time. But, yeah, I hope you guys have a good Mother's Day for Emily as well, and, you know, safe travels when you go see James and move him down, but I'm sure we'll talk before then. Anyway, K4JMA, this is W2JKT, 73.